At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A year into the relationship, my girlfriend doesn't want to sleep with me anymore.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay. Good stuff.
Okay, please explain that statement.
We're checking into Sequan Casino Resort for the River Concert Series last week.
Yeah.
We're told by the desk clerk that, okay, one room, two queens, and Sam jumped in. And said, oh, is there a possibility for a king? And we were informed that the hotel was sold out and this is what we're going to do. No big deal. Or so I thought. I thought it was really nice of Sam to ask that at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then she throws me a curveball by not being able to stop talking about how thrilled she was that she had her own bed to sleep in. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Why did you even ask if there's a king if you wanted your own bed in the first place? So here's my theory. A couple of theories. I think she may have called ahead. And said, I don't want to sleep with this guy. I want my own bed.
Oh, my God.
I want my own bed. And when you say there's two queens, I'm going to go ahead and protest and ask for a king, even though, please, do not give up. Make up some garbage about it being sold out or something. That's one theory. Because out of my peripheral, I kind of saw her after she asked if there's a king to say, just say no.
Oh, my.
Say no. That's one theory. Tammy,
yes.
She told you, she told Juan, our friend at Sequan, she told anybody that wanted to hear, oh my goodness, I'm not going to have my covers stolen tonight. I'll get my own pillows.
Uh-huh.
I won't have Hansy over here doing what he wants to do. And I was like, am I that much of a monster? She was so excited to have her own bed that instead of going and gaming, she's like, no, let's go up to the room. And not for the reason that you think.
She wanted to have her own bed.
She wants her own bed.
John, first of all, I know Sequan was sold out. My room had two beds as well. But I will tell you that now, if Kurt and I spend the night somewhere and it happens to be a room with two queens, I now will sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, but versus... you put up a billboard saying how much you love it? Like she did? So really, you won't sleep together in a queen?
I don't. Well, first of all, I'm so used to having a king that a queen feels small. And I like having my own little space where I'm not fighting for covers. I'm not worrying about getting elbowed. I'm not worried about any of that. And you can come visit me if you'd like.
I know the answer to the question probably before I ask it. But producer Jessica, you go to a hotel room with your husband, just you two. You got two queens. Do you sleep in the same bed or do you get your own queen?
Oh, no. I prefer two queens, and I prefer us to sleep in separate beds.
Yeah, but okay. But with all due respect, you both have been married. Tammy, you've been married for almost, what? You're well over 25 years, right?
Yeah, 28 years. But it's not that.
Shouldn't just not being married and just a year into this, shouldn't we still be like, can't wait to, I mean, you know.
Well, sure. It's not because I've been married for so long. It's learning that, hey, you know what? I sleep better when I'm not fighting for covers. I sleep better when I'm not worried about that. That's all it is.
She was so happy.
Well, and she also lived alone for a long time before living with you.
Sure.
So she was very probably used to having a bed to herself. Well, so going and having that moment again for a night, she was probably pretty excited about it.
No, there's no probably about it.
Listen, please ease John's mind because it's not speaking towards your relationship. I think it's just comfort because yes, John, yes, you're in a new relationship. Yes, she can come visit you for your time together. And then she gets to go have her own little covers, her own pillow, her own, and sleep better.
I'm crazy about this person, but she's not much of a cuddler. She's not. I get allotted cuddling time.
Please ease John's mind.
I'm not joking, by the way. She's like, okay, you got about 4.5 minutes.
Just honestly, you're not alone here, John, and it's not because of a bad thing. 833-287-1037. Are you like me, or are you like producer Jess, or are you like John's girlfriend, where you're like, you know what? If we have the option to have two beds, we're going to take two beds.
This isn't separate bedrooms. We're not.
Just the beds in the hotel room.
And it's not like she wants a separate bed at our place. We've got a big king size bed.
You're getting too defensive
there, John.
Just
trying to defend myself here. I'm old man.
We know that.
I have proper hygiene. I cut my nails.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So nothing, no big deal. My girlfriend just doesn't want to sleep in the same bed with me.
Oh, my God. It was just because you had the opportunity to have two queen beds in a hotel room, and she liked the idea of having her own bed. I get it.
Apparently, I'm a kicker. Kung Fu John over here. Who knew?
I think you're overthinking it just a bit. Gina in Spring Valley. Can you ease John's mind a little bit? I think it's perfectly normal for his girlfriend to want to have that other bed in the hotel room. What do you think?
Absolutely. We have been doing it sort of accidentally since COVID. It just, when one of us got COVID and got comfortable with that extra bed, we just kept it going. And, you know, we still have our conjugal visits. So we still
conjugal visits. How long have you been in prison, Gina? I like how you put that.
But I have to say, I think we're about the same age. You have to also consider, girls at this age, we don't need to be touched a whole lot. And sometimes you just need to give her that minute. And give some space.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to have the stopwatch going, does she?
Oh, my God.
All right, you got 4 minutes. No. Go. 4.5 minutes.
Hey, you're lucky because some girls are just like, no, just don't touch me at all. She's giving. This is a very generous partner you have.
She's a very generous person. Thank you,
Gina. That was awesome. Jim and Escondido, way in here.
Hey, so, John, I think you're putting way too much into this. Just a little sidebar. So, ancient history. I had a lady that would like to, like, literally be, like, right next to me. And I'd run a little warm, so I'd, in the middle of the night, I'd be, like, on the very edge of the bed, practically falling off. And at one point or another, I actually climb out of bed and walk to the other side and get to the other side of the bed so she'd, you know, give me some space. So, hey, if you're getting busy with it, I see no problem with sleeping in separate beds. So, hey.
There you go. I love it. Thank you, Jim.
Getting busy with it.
Stephanie and Vinny, to ease John's mind, would you please? It's okay that his girlfriend, when they're at a hotel and they happen to have two queen beds, wants to sleep in her own bed.
This is totally true. I mean, you enjoy your time, but you know what's nice about dating older women that know what they want? They tell you. He tells you. You know, this is what I want. She's not hiding it. You know it. I mean, it's open. It's out there. Get your snuggle time in. Ask for 8 minutes instead of six. You know, work your way up.
Best believe Sam wants something. Sam tells me what she wants. That's a very, very good point.
He does. You know what? She's a beautiful person. And, John, you know what? There's a lot of happiness coming your way. I see it.
Wow. Aww. What a kind thing to say.
That's
thank
lovely.
You.
Thank you, Stephanie. See, do you feel better now, John? Do you feel better now? Now just get your sign-up sheet for your conjugal visits, and you'll be good.
I do feel a little better, especially because I've been given approval to have an A, conjugal visit, and B, get busy with it.
Okay.
So, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.